Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good evening, Bohemian listeners. This is Pete Coleman. Tonight, we bring you a special presentation of our new spinoff show called Past Access Did You Know? With a look back at the heroics of a meager but courageous World War I carrier pigeon by the name of Cherami. In 1918, the American 77th Division was surrounded by German forces in the Argonne Forest, and Cherami would be the lifeline that would help save this lost battalion. This is our last special episode presentation introducing our new podcast, Past Access DYK. And if you would like to check out our video version of this show, please stop by our Past Access YouTube channel, like and subscribe. Many of our Bohemian videos are also on this channel, so please feel free to look around. Thanks very much, and please enjoy this special presentation of Past Access DYK here on the Bohemian Podcast. We are along the road parallel to 276. Artillery is dropping a barrage directly upon us. For heaven's sakes, stop. Major Whittlesey. This was the case in the Argonne Forest in 1918 when the U.S. forces of the 77th Division, soon to be known as the Lost Battalion, was stuck between enemy lines, surrounded by the German army. Their only saving grace was a small carrier pigeon by the name of Cherami. If it wasn't for the carrier pigeon Cherami and his heroics, the Lost Battalion would be just that, lost permanently to history. Tonight we talk about the Lost Battalion and Cherami the carrier pigeon on DYK. Did you know? So welcome to DYK. I'm Pete Coleman. Tonight's show is on the Lost Battalion and Cherami, the carrier pigeon that saved this lost battalion in the Argonne Forest in October of 1918. All right, by now you can tell I'm not in the Argonne Forest. This is not 1918. I'm not Colonel Whittlesey, and I'm not writing with ink and paper. I'm writing with an iPad. So we're in my studios here in Prague talking about this momentous time in 1918, just a little over 100 years ago that this had happened. One of my favorite stories in history from World War I, not only because it deals with the American forces trying to get their feet wet in this very productive year of 1918 for the Allied forces, but more so because of the connection that's there with our animal brothers in arms. Sure, there were a lot of different animals that did a lot of different jobs in World War I, but one animal in particular saved this battalion. In October of 1918, the Americans were still trying to show their mettle here in World War I. Most of the Allied forces, as well as the German forces, were just beat to hell. This has been a very long war for them, and one side was going to break, but the Allies were using those last 100 days to their fullest capabilities. And the Meuse-Argonne Offensive was very important for the Americans. It was the biggest military operation to that date for the U.S. Army. And one particular division, the 77th Division, would lead the charge going in to the Argonne Forest. Now, here's where the problems go. The Americans that were somewhat overzealous moved past their French flanks to find themselves surrounded by the Germans. This was a problem, and this also leads to one of the biggest misconceptions of this particular title, the Lost Battalion. they weren't lost, really. The Germans definitely knew where they were. They did almost a double envelopment around them, around this ridge. And the Allied forces somewhat knew where they were, but not exactly. And that would lead to a major problem with friendly fire on day six of this siege that these Americans were surrounded by.
So how does our hero of the hour, Cherami, fit into the story? Well, she was instrumental in giving the Americans a fighting chance at survival. For six long days, the Americans were under fire, without food and running out of water, all the time taking on losses from the Germans and from friendly fire. The American Lost Battalion, as they later would be known, comprised about 550 men in parts of four battalions. They were taking it on the chin in the Argonne Forest, with ammunition running low and an already tense situation was becoming more and more serious. You see, Whittlesey's group was running out of time. With the communication lines cut, the Lost Battalion only had one hope, the carrier pigeon. One after one, these pigeons were shot dead in flight. Cherami was really one of the last chances to get a message to the American artillery to cease fire and report their position for possible assistance. Cherami's finest hour would be the lifeline needed for these Americans.
But before we get started on that, we need to talk about the animals' role in the Great War. Sure, there were horses and mules, there were dogs, and there were even cats. There were hawks and there were pigeons. Tonight we're talking about the carrier pigeons as well as the role that animals play in warfare here on DYK.
All sides on this massive conflict used animals to ride into battle, pull munitions, serve as mascots, and more importantly, carry needed messages across the battlefield. In many ways, these animal combatants were the unsung heroes of the Great War, but it came at a great cost for these animal brothers in arms.
Some of these animals actually did some other great things with communication, being a mascot, serving their purpose as a weapon, like the wild boar. Some of the most important animals were the carrier pigeon. The carrier pigeon was used to deliver messages when telephone lines were cut by the enemy forces, and were used also to send back information on tactics.
In a small, unassuming corner of the National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C., stands a modest stuffed pigeon upon a perch. This is the heroic carrier pigeon, Cherami, by the way, a French name for dear friend. She would earn this moniker through her efforts to deliver a frantic message to the American artillery that were accidentally bombing their own troops during the Meuse-Argonne Offensive of 1918.
So you can see here behind me is the exhibit for World War I and America's involvement in the war, and you'll see a taxidermy bird right here by the name of Cherami, who helped rescue the lost battalion of American soldiers that advanced too far beyond their lines and were being shelled by their own American artillery. Cherami was led off with a note on his foot to get back to the American lines to say, "Stop shelling, for God's sake, stop shelling, you're killing us." As he was flown away, the Germans started shooting at him. He lost an eye, a leg, and was wounded in a wing. Yet he still made it back to his homing area and delivered the message, and from there, the Americans actually stopped shelling their own position.
Nearly 550 men from the 101st American Division were in desperate straits, facing a far larger German force. Major Charles Whittlesey wrote this frantic message to attach to Cherami. "Our artillery is dropping a barrage directly upon us. For heaven's sake, stop it." Cherami took flight, and the Germans tried shooting her down and were nearly successful. Cherami lost a leg, an eye, and was badly shot through her wing, but still managed to find her way to the American artillery, 25 miles away in 30 minutes, and delivered the needed message. Cherami saved these Americans and helped the Yanks hold the line against the Germans. For this, Cherami was awarded France's highest military honor, the Croix de Guerre. U.S. General Black Jack Pershing provided first-class attention to Cherami on her way back to America to recover. Cherami died in the summer of 1919, but today you can pay your respects in this museum in Washington, D.C. Cherami was indeed a dear friend to her servicemen.
To put yourself in the shoes of the 77th Division, the Lost Battalion, would be very, very difficult to do. These men were starving. They were lacking water. They had attack after attack of flamethrowers and mortars from the Germans. As we mentioned before, to make matters worse, the American artillery was unfortunately shelling on their location, unknowingly shelling on their location. Pigeon after pigeon was launched, as we mentioned before, and the Germans shot them down until the last pigeon they had, Cherami, was given that note that Whittlesey had written, as we talked about at the top of our show. Wrapped around his foot, they let him go with a wing and a prayer, and he was shot several times in the wing, the foot, and the eye, and he still followed his training to make it back to his post where the American artillery was launching their barrage. If it wasn't for this note, if it wasn't for Cherami's courageous sort of pigeon life, the lost battalion would have been decimated and what would have been left might have been surrendered to the Germans. Instead, they made it out. Not many made it out though. Of the 600 men that Whittlesey led into the forest, the Argonne Forest, only 194 left by their own movement.
We were able to break through the German line because you held on here. Because you held on here like a thorn in their belly. Major, you did an incredible job out here. I sent for trucks to bring your men back. They've been through hell.
You'll never know what they've been through, or what they can or they can't do.
After the war, the Lost Battalion had a huge amount of press around the country. It was the main thing, other than Sergeant York, that won the Medal of Honor. The Lost Battalion's heroics made a lot of news after the war. A lot of fan waving and flag waving for the Americans from those two stories. So Cherami went back a first-class treatment across the Atlantic Ocean and wound up dying in New Jersey in 1919. Today you can see Cherami in his taxidermy state in the World War I area of the American History Museum in Washington, D.C. Major Whittlesey's story is a sad one. He had what we call today PTSD, as many of his men had at the time. And it was a very difficult situation with not a lot of help. Major Whittlesey was asked to perform many ceremonial duties through the post-war years after the war, and it weighed on him. He couldn't go back to his law practice, and he corresponded with many of his old soldiers that would bring back these memories, these horrible memories of his time in the Argonne Forest. Major Whittlesey was actually promoted to Lieutenant Colonel Whittlesey in 1920. But by 1921, the PTSD started taking its toll. On a cruise ship bound from New York to Havana, Cuba, on November 26, 1921, just after dinner with the captain, Whittlesey went down to his cabin, wrote several goodbye letters to friends and family, left his will, and knowingly ended his life. He was never seen from again. Most likely, he jumped overboard to his death. His body was never recovered. Like many men that survived World War I, there was a great deal of hardship that would follow them for the rest of their lives. And again, we know this today as PTSD. So let's take a moment to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder. If you are a veteran struggling with PTSD or have suicidal thoughts, please reach out because you are not alone in this fight. You can text or call with the folks at the VeteransCrisisLine.net or SuicidePreventionLifeline.org. All contact information and numbers can be found in the YouTube description below for this episode. So that's our show on the Lost Battalion and Cherami the Carrier Pigeon. So now you know. We want to thank you for joining us on tonight's DYK. If you want to take a look at some of our other podcasts, you can go ahead and do that on our YouTube channel. Go to our website at www.pastaccess.com. You can take a look at all the work that we're doing. If you're stuck somewhere in the world right now because of COVID-19 and you can't travel, maybe you could travel through some of my shows. We have some more shows coming up in 2020 that I recorded in previous years that I'm still editing. That's our shows to Florence, to Venice, to other parts of Verona. And of course, we go to Paris as well. So we're going to try to get that done. Maybe I can sneak in a show on Prague in 2020 as well. So you can live vicariously through some of my travels here on Past Access. So until next time for DYK, I'm Pete Coleman. Good night from Prague.
This has been Past Access, Did You Know? With Pete Coleman. For more information on this topic or other DYK shows, please visit us at pastaccess.com. Be sure to visit our Past Access YouTube channel, like and subscribe.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.